Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Akiva Medlov. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyum will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyum HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyum. That is shasilluminated.org/siyum. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
We'll start from the few words at the bottom of the Chofeyumun base. Sandal d'tnan, gabe p'choyrois l'may hilchese. Lebo achov p'chole nachlo, ve'in p'chole koyen. The Gemara brings down, we mentioned before, that every sandal, every mapeles sandal, which the Braisa says, doyme ledag shel yam, itchilotzei vladu eleshenilzav, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the sandal is doyme l'loshen sheshel hagodl. Al koponim, this sandal itself has a din of a vlad. That's one din of vlad. But the Gemara says there's another inyan, that ein sandal she'en imoy vlad. That means without the sandal itself, the woman is also tomet tumas leido. Al korchoch, every sandal has also a vlad she'imoy. So on that the Gemara is asking, sandal d'tnan gabe p'choyris l'may hilchas. So Rashi explains, the Mishnah Bechira says, Amapele sandal, haba achov p'chole nachlo, ve'ein p'chole koyen. That means, the sandal itself is not a bal kayome. So when you have a lady of this sandal, the Mishnah says, peterechem we have here. And therefore, haba achrov ve'ein p'chole koyen. Even though the sandal itself is not a bal kayome, but hom mio, it's poiter the rechem. Habo Achrov wasn't the first, which is Poita the Rechem. There was the sandal before. And therefore the Mishnah says that Habo Achrov ain a pcholikoyen. Masha ain ken leinyin nachlo, the Mishnah says, the sandal itself that came out first doesn't have a din vlad le nachlo. Why? The Gemara there says, and we saw it also before, that pchol le nachlo, it's toluy, the vlad, the first vlad, Sha'oviv liboy dove olov. That is a p'chol nachlo. And any vlad that is not a bal kayomo, ein leiv oviv dove olov. And therefore, he doesn't have a din p'chol nachlo. And therefore, the vlad that comes after the sandal, he is the p'chol nachlo. He's a bar kayomo, and he is the first p'chol nachlo. That's the Mishnah Bechoris. And on that, the Gemara is asking, lemay hilcheso. What is the nafkamina? Rashi explains, Kasal kedaitach lebo achov l'seif shono shnosai. The Gemara understood that the Mishnah Bechoris is talking about a case that there's a leida sandal, and only after a year or two, there's another leida, and that is what the Mishnah is dealing with, the second leida, after 1 year or 2 years, what's the din of the vlad? The chalukah is that, legabi nachlo, he is the Pchol Nachlo, the second one. The Gabi Pchol Koyin is not the Pchol Koyin. And that the Gemara is asking, what is the need on mitzad the sandal? Even without the sandal, ein sandal beloy vlad. So once you have laid the sandal, you have also a vlad shil imoy that comes together with him. So what's lemay hilchas so that the Gemara, the Mishnah is mentioning the dinim of the sandal that has not bar kiyum? Every leida sandal, you have vlad she'imoy. That's the shaila of the Gemara. And on that, the Gemara is answering, lebo achov, pirashashi, kloima, lekach husko sandal, im yotzo vlad she'imoy acharov. Have pchole nachlov lepchole koyin. That means, the Tartzum Gufa answers that the Nidin, the Mishnah and Pchoyrois, is not le'inyan the vlad that comes after a year or 2 years from now. The nidan of the Mishnah of B'chayrus is tako legabe the vlad that comes together with the sandal. And then that the Mishnah says that if you have laid the sandal, and now right away you have the latest vlad shabo achov, which was the vlad that was also together with the sandal b'me'oyim. And in that it says that that's the nidan of the Mishnah of B'chayrus, that the vlad shabo achav hasandal, he's a b'chor le'nachlo, but he's not a b'chor le'koyen, since the sandal was already put to the rechem. Now, what it was pushed to the makshim, that it's talking about a different vlad b'chlal, not the vlad haba imoy. That was the pshitas of the makshim, like Rashi mentions, kasal k'daitach lebo achov l'seif shono u'ishnosayim. What was the Salkadaitach of the Makshin to understand that way? So there's three Mahalchim here. The Tosis HaRosh and Arsugyo explains that the Diyuk, the Makshin was, since it didn't mention Habo Imoy, it says Habo Acharov. So the Mashmos is that Habo Acharov is a different Vlad that came after a year or two. And on that, the Tartsin, gives a Ukimto, that even though it doesn't say Habo Imoy, it's talking about the vlad that came together with him. Tosis and Chayrus Daf Memvov, they explain that since the regilus, that the vlad, which always is together with the sandal, is yoytze before the sandal, and therefore it's not shaykh to say that the sandal is poiter from Chayrus. Since he comes before the sandal, therefore, the pshitas of the Gemara was, the anocha, the makshon was, that we're talking about a different vlad that came after the sandal, and that's a different later, which is a year or 2 years afterwards. The Maharam in Arsugyo explains that the makshon understood that the vlad that comes with the sandal, he's not a balkiu. And it's not shaykh to say on this vlad that he would be a b'chol enachlu, since he's not a barkiyum, just like the sandal is not a balkayom, for the same reason, and leave oviv dovelov. And if the Mishnah says that habo achov havi b'chor le'nachlo, al korchoch, Maram says, we're talking about a different vlad that is noilad la'achal shono shnosai. That is to explain the makshin. Now, in the answer to the Gemara, that it's talking about the vlad that came together with the sandal, al korchoch, the Tarzan Guf, as Mia said, not like this hanocho. And the vlad that comes with the sandal, inochanami, yochoy liskayim. And therefore, he's a b'chor le'nachlo. Since the vlad that can't live, in leiv oviv dove olov, in a b'chor le'nachlo. So that Guf is the shakel of Atayi. The Makshon understood that the vlad that comes with the sandal, this vlad, is not a balkim, val korchoch, it's talking about a vlad shabo la'achal miken. The Tarzan said, no, we're talking about the vlad shabo ima sandal, and this vlad is balkim, and on that's the mission in B'chayrus, that when you have a pele sandal, and that it says, bo achov p'chol enachla, means the vlad shabo imoy, and itaka is a barkim, barkayome. The ein b'chol ekoyen, since he had the peterechem mikoyach sandal, so the vlad that comes with the sandal shabo achov einoy b'chol ekoyen. Now Tosis in Dibur Matkul sandal brings the Yerushalmi that the vlad shabo ima sandal einoy yochoy lichyos, and then Chanami comes out. Tosis says that it's not like the answer to the Bavli here. Our Gemara Gufus Mataritz that the Mishnah in B'chayrus is talking about the vlad that came with the sandal, and that's the kavon in the Mishnah B'chayrus that he's the b'chol le'nachlo al kochu, he's a bar kayom. And according to the Yerushalmi, you need a different yishuv l'may hilchus, because according to the Yerushalmi, you can't explain that the Mishnah in B'chayrus is talking about the vlad that came with the sandal, because this vlad that comes with the sandal is also not a bar kayom, so it wouldn't be a b'chol le'nachlo. So may lahodra kushi l'duchto. So there's a Mahalach in the Maharsho here to explain there's a nafkamina according to Rabbi Shimon B'chayrus Daf Mem Zayin. The Maharsho has a nafkamina. The Maharam here says that the Maskona Yerushalmi is that Gufa, the Pshat. It's only in the Schadish after the Mishnah B'chayrus. That what the Yerushalmi says, that the Vlad Habo, Imanefel, he's not Miskayim, It's only mischadish, only mikuyach the Mishnah b'sando. That is the reason why Abo Acho v'pchol enachlo. The Mishnah's mechadish. Why take Abo Acho v'pchol enachlo? The vlad that came after a year or two. Lichoiro, every sandal has a vlad she'imui. See, even if we hold that the sandal itself is not a balkium, and en leiv oviv dove olov, therefore, the sandal has no din of pchol enachlo, mikol mokon, what about the vlad she'imui? Lichoiro, the vlad she'im, a sandal should be the pchol enachlo. So why is the vlad that came after a year or two is a pchol enachlo? Yerushalmi and the Sums, that's what's the that goof is the Mishnah Mechadish and Choreis, that ben the sandal, ben le'inin ha-vlad she'imoy, they're both not bar kayomo, and therefore the vlad that came after a year or two, that is a p'chol enachlo, and not the sandal va-vlad she'imoy. So it comes out that the Mahalach of the Yerushalmi, that the vlad, which comes with the sandal, is not a bar kayomo, is only mekoyach the Mishnah Mechadish. That's the Mahalach Lemara. Now, the Gemara is Mamet, the Mishnah increases. The Gemara says that the Mishnah increases, it also says, the Mishnah increases talking about every Mapelis sandal that she's Chayev Kolm as Korban Yeledis. Yeledis, every lady is Mechayev a Kolm. So the Mishnah says that a Mapelis sandal has also Chayev Kolm. So now the Gemara asks also, Lamai Hilchisil, Tepukli, Mishum Vlad She'imoy Tovi Kolm. That's what Rashi explains. You don't have the special chiddush. You don't have to have a special chiddush that a mapelis sandal. She's chayev kolm later. Typically, mitzad Vlad She'imoy. Since this is the uvda is kol mapelis sandal. There's a Vlad She'imoy. So what is the special halacha? Mapelis sandal has to bring a kolm later. Typically, mitzad Vlad She'imoy. And on that, the Gemara has an afkamina. The Gemara says an afkamina. The Gemara is Mamid, the Mishnah increases, that it's talking about a case that Yotzu have Vlad veha sandal together. That's the maskara of the Gemara. Derech Roshehem. Now, the Vlad that has Chayus, so once there's Yitzias Roshoy alone, is already a Ledo. But by the sandal that has no chayas, the whole leido by the sandal that ain't by chayas is only when there's yitzias ruboy. That means the Mishnah in Choreis brings down every leido ve'etzim of Vlad Shel Kayomo. There's two oifanim that it's two stages or two pairs that they can be. It can be called a leido. Number one, it can be alidei yitzias roiv gufoy. Yitzias roiv gufoy is enough to be magdered as a leido. And there's another oifen. If the vlad is yetzim miderech roishoy, which is the regular mahalich, so be yetzias roishoy alone, without the yetzias roiv haguf, is already a leido. Leido can be in two oifanim, or yetzias gufoy without roishoy, roiv gufoy, or yetzias roishoy levad is already called a leido. Now Rashi explains here that the nefel, this sandal, there's a difference. The leider shel vlad bal kayomo, there you have the two ifanim we mentioned before, that it can be a leider or al yidei yitzias ruboy, or al yidei yitzias roishoy. But by a sandal, Rashi says, heyot ve'en roishoy poitel b'nefolim, Rashi brings the Gemara in Choras, Meimel v'Shmuel, shen roish poitel b'nefolim, that means by a nefel, the whole leido by a nefel is only through the yitzias roiv gufoy. But yitzias roishoy by a nefel is not called leido yet. Meil Rashi says that this sandal, she'en b'chayas dine kinefel, ve'en roishoy poito v'nefolin. So it comes out that a bal kayoma has leidas roishoy levat, and the sandal doesn't have this leidas roishoy, the whole leido is only yitzias roiv gufoy. And then that the Gemara says, we're talking about that she was misgayer between the Yitzias Roish Havlad, the Yitzias Roiv Gufa Sandal. The Ritzvah says, it's talking about a case that this woman, this Muberes, this Goyo, she wanted to be Teva L'Shem Geirus. Imedes litvol banoho l'shem geus. The Rizva says, "Ubeshosh imedes litvol yotzo harishoy." That means roishoy shulishim koidem gmar tfiloso. And after she was tevel, then the sandal was yotze b'tzias ruboy. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Memele, the Gemara answers that it comes out that if we want to be mechayev a kol bnei yoledes mitzad the vlad sheboyim a sandal, we can't be mechayev in this case. Why? Because the yetzias havlad, the yetzias roishay, was before the mahalach of the geirus. The whole tefilas geirus was only after yetzias roishay. As a goya, she's not chayev a kol bnei yoledes. After the tevila that she became a geiris, now, since then, there was only one other leida, which is leida sasandal, b'tzias luboy. And that's the need, and the mission increases, that you have a mechayev as a korban yeledes l'sandal b'fneyat. That's looking to the Gemara. The Aruch Laner asks here, since it's talking about the case that she was misgayer between the leida of the vlad, leida sroish, the rishon, then she was Teufel, and afterwards you have the Leida Sreif Gufishel Sandal. He asked Lichoyer on this Oifen, there's a Chitzitza in the Tvilas Geirus. The Vlad, which was Oimed Besfas HaRechem, it's a Chitzitza, it's in the Tvila. Tvilas Geirus is like every other Tvilas that you have a Din Chitzitza. Chitzitza B'mikvah. So he says, even if the Vlad was in the Proizdor, which is Beis Astorim, but we also have Dinei Chitzitza beBeis Astorim, even though you don't need Bias Mayim bePoyal, but you need that it should be Roy leBias Mayim. Memele, since you have the Vlad bePoizdor beBeis HaRechev, Lichur should be Chitzitz. So why is the Tvila Moyel here in this case? In this Ukimta, the Gemara, Lichoyra, you have a chisar in the tefillah, mikoyach din chitzitza. The Aruch Haner answers, since me'atera, the chitzitza is only berubei hamakrit. So here we're talking about only a mit. So it comes out that me'atera, there's tefillah gemura, and she's a giyoris me'atera. Since midei raisa, it's a good tefillah, even though that midei rabbonon lo also a tefillah, and she still has to go on and be tevel nochamo, Tvila shall beloich tzitzo litvilas geirus al koponim de iraisa she really is a geirus. Memele legabe chiyuv kolben leido she has to bring de iraisa. That's what the Aruch Haner is here. But beguf hadova lemaisa this veigarichus nachroinim. Maybe in the case the whole inyan of de iraisa you need rubay amakvid. But miut is not choitzis, maybe is only boifen that it's bota legufo, idainu the chitzitza, is muhudak legufo, and it's part of the guf, it's bota leguf. That's the reason why midei raisa miut ainu choitzis. But in a case that the miut is not muhudak, and it's not mechuba legufo, it's not part of the guf, it's not bota leguf, some achroinim hold in that case, the miut would also be choytzeitz midei raisa. Memeila hodri kushil duchtum. Mitzad sheni, we find the native Yudo, Kamon Yereder, Simin Kuf Lamed Hei, and Chulis Ramami Pano, and Simin Kuf Yud, have a tzad kulo in this type of case. Maybe, bo'ifim shall be sastorim, she'en regilus likones maye meileim bechlal. You wouldn't need even that it should be roi lebias maye. Mele gavi beis astorim, the paproizdor, there bechlal wouldn't be a nidin of chitzitza. We have a chumran kulo, mitzad echod, miut would be choitzitz if it's not muhudok or bota legufo. Mitzad sheni, there's a tzad in the achroinim, that in the gavne, that the beis astorim, bechlal, ein nichnas mayim meileim, so you don't even need roi lebias mayim. Memele, there's no chitzitza, bechiai gavne. Right. Now what is pasha to the Gemara, legabe sandal, that there's no chayus, memele, it's not nidin, keledas, beledas choishoi, like every vlad shel bal kayoma. So we mentioned before that Rashi is mevayer, according to what the Gemara in Bukhari says, the Meimer of the Shmuel, Shein ha'goish poita b'nefale. And Rashi understands, since there's no chayas, so there's no chshivas b'yitzias roishoy ad shiye yitzias roiv gufo. That's Shitas Rashi. Tosis here is that maskonis ha'gemara in Bukhari, the Gemara is deiche, the very Shmuel there. And the Gemara is masik, the maskona, the Gemara there in Bukhari is that ledino ha'goish ken poita b'nefale. So Meila, they ask on Rashi. Rashi brings down the Meir of Shmuel. That was the Pshitas of the Gemara. That there's no Yitzias Roish HaSandol. Eino Poitel, that means it's not called a Yelud. Just like Bal Kayomo. Just like we found Legavi Nefolim. Tesis Yes, L'maisel, Maskonis of the Gemara there in Pchoros is that by Nefolim the Roish is Poitel. So on that Tesis says, not Pshitas Rashi, Tesis they self say that you have to be mechalik ben sandal and nefil. Nefil yesh leitzuras ponim. And therefore, it's called a yelud b'yitzias haroish. You have a chshivas of yitzias haroish since a nefil still has tzuras ponim. Masha'inkin b'sandal, Tesis says, that there's no tzuras ponim. So memele, it's not chosh, there's no chshivas of leida b'yitzias haroish. It's felt b'roish, without a tzuras ponim. And therefore, by a sandal was pushed to the suya by us that you need yitzias ruboy. According to Tesis, it's not shaykh to the main of Shmuel in Vlad Peitel Benefolin, in Roishi Peitel Benefolin. It's pushed bifnei atzvei that a sandal without tziras ponim, you don't have a tziras leida b'tzias roish lebat. We find in the Rashban Chidushim here, as Mevayer more, another oifen he says the Rashba that even if we hold that Roish is poiter ben afolim, like the Maskon and the Gemara there in Poiros, he says maybe it's the kol haroish. You would need kol roishoy to be poiter. Masha'in kein vlad chai, vlad bal kayomo, it's enough roiv haroish. That's what the Rashba wants to say. That by bal kayomo you have a din of leidas roiv gufoy, and the din is also leidas roishoy, but you don't need all the head. Also, rov roishoy is enough. But by that, Rashba says only by Avlad Bal Kayom. By a nefolim, even if you hold that rosh is poitel by nefolim, but you need the whole roish. Rov roishoy is not enough. Finally, tzolch biul dvorov lichoira. If the roish is mahani mitzad leidas roish is called a leido, and there's L'choira, the reason why Roiv HaRoish is enough for Avlad Bar Kayoma, it's Mistoma Mitzad the Din of Rubai Chechuloi. And if that is the case, Manishtano Nefolim, if we hold that also by Nefolim, Yetzias Roish is called a Leido, so why the Roiv HaRoish wouldn't be enough Midin Rubai Chechuloi, just like Avlad Bar Kayoma? If Mishlom, if you hold Bechlal, there's no Chshivas of Leidas Roish ben Nefolim, you have Yitzias Rubai. But if you hold, the Rashbi here holds, that Yitzias Roishay Benefolim, Roish Poitel Benefolim, just like the Maskona and the Gemara Mechoiris, Lichoira, why would there be a difference, like Abbe Roiv HaRoish, Ben a Nefel Balkayom or the Nefel, the Ben Avad Balkayom or the Nefel? It's all Chim Divrei Rashbi. The Rashbi continues that you can say, Yeshloima, he says, Loilom Nefel Dinoi Kichai. That also by a nefel it's enough roiv haroish, just like vad bal kayom legabi din yelud, but legabi sandal go atfei the Rashba says me nefel, and there you would need the tzias kol haroish. Al kol ponim, our sugya comes out that there's a chiluk between the maisa leido, what is nechshav leido by a bar kayom or the b'naya sandal. Or the difference is that by a bar kayoma you have leidas roishoy, and by the sandal you need, you don't have the mahalik of yitzias roishoy, that it's called a yelud, you need yitzias ruboy. There's a mahalik in the Rashba to say that also by a sandal it's enough yitzias roishoy, just like a bar kayoma. But by a sandal, roiv roishoy is not enough. Lu'umas, bar kayoma, that roiv roishoy is mahani. Now, in the Ikir Kushyas HaTosis, what Tosis is asking Rashi, that Rashi is medame din ha-sandal, din nefil, she just like that you both you need Yitzias Ruboy, but Lagabi Yitzias Roishoy, En Roish Poito Benefolim, and Huadin Sandal, and that is the Seas Kulchera the Maskono, in Pchoyrois, Nitchu Divri Shmuel, that said that En Roish Poito Benefolim. So we found that Chidud Aloches and the Netziv and Roy Misode, they answer Rashi's Shito, and they say that Rashi, Shitas Rashi is that all what the Gemara says in Pchoyrois, that Itoisav Shmuel is only Le'inian Nefel Sheyotza Roishri Chai. Shmuel's Memro, that Eina Rosh Poitav and Nefolim, Shmuel himself, Be'etzim is Mechadish, Nefel it can be, or Roishri Meis, or Roishri Chai, in both cases, Eina Rosh Poitav and Nefolim. And on that, the Gemara in Pchoyrois is Deiche, that Roishri Chai, Vadai, the Rosh is Poitav and Nefolim, just like a Vlad Bal Kayom. But the Yotza Roishri Meis, the Gemara understands that even according to the Maskona, the Gemara of Pchoyrois, Roishri Meis Vadei in Roish Poitel Benefol. Memeila the Miyashiv, that's what Rashi in our Sugyo is Medame. Yetzias Roish Sandol Li Yetzias Nefel Be Roishri Meis Shel Nefel. In both in a Roish Poitel. The Maskona, the Gemara, Itoisav Shmuel is Legabe Nefel Shel Roishri Chai. But Roishri Meis is Chadina with a sandal, and that's the Pshitas of the Gemara in our sugya. That's the Yishuv of Chidud Aloches and the Netziv Shitas Rashi. And like this Shita, it's Meduik in the Alochim and Shulchan Aruch Yeridei Simen Shinhei, Sif Chov Gimel. Loshan Shulchan Aruch, it's like this. Ben Ches Chodoshim Shohoitzi Roishoi Meis Hanoilad Achal Kol Eilu Pchol Epidion. That means that when he was Moitzi Roishe Meis is not called a Leido, and therefore Hanoila the Achal Kol Eilu Pchor Lepidin. It's Meduik in the Shulchan Aruch, Shohoitzi Roishe Meis. Shulchan Aruch didn't say, Ben Ches Chadoshim, which is a Nefel, Shohoitzi Roishe. Ela Ben Ches Chadoshim, Shohoitzi Roishe Meis. Einoi Nidoin Kenoilat. But it's Meduik that Roishe Chai, Taka, there is a lady here. Kveger, there in the Shulchan Aruch is mitzayin to our Tosfos here in the Sugya here in Nido, that there's no chiluk between Rosh Chai and Rosh Meis from Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. So Kveger brings Tosfos in Chanami, Shitas Atis Mavur Lehediyah Shalei Chilek. But Lichur, the Achroinim are Miyashiv, that Shitas Rashi is to be Mechalek, Ben Nefel, Ben Rosh Chai, Ben Rosh Meis. The Bir Agro there says, and what the Shulchan Aruch says, that Rishi Meis, in an Eden Kenoilad, the Goyin says, Zeu Shgoge Gdoilo, Shen Chiluk Beben Shmoyne Ben Chaya Meis. But like we mentioned before, that this Mahalach is the Achrein in Beshita Sashi, to be Miyashiv Shita Sashi, to be Mechalik, Ben the Sugya Nido, that is Mashvid, Dina Sandal Kedin Nefel, Linian Ledas Rishoy, Sheloy Nidan Kielud, Lumas Asugya Bib Choyrois, that the Gemara there says that Roish Poitav Nefolim. So Rashi understood that Al Korchoch Benefel Gufa there's a difference than Roish Chai, the Roish Meis, and that's the Psak of the Shulchan. Baitel, Zog the Mishneh. Shilio Bevayis Abayis Tome. Loisha Shilio Vlad, Eloshein Shilio Belei Vlad. So the first din of the Mishnah is Mitzad Oyel Ameis. Since in Shili Beli Vlad, Memele Al Kochah, there's a Vlad Shemeis here. Mitame Boyel Ameis, Kodem Shemeis. Reb Shimon Oymel Nimoy Ka Vlad Ad Shelo Yetze. Reb Shimon holds that no, there's no Tumas Meis here. Why? Because the Vlad was Nimoyk. Rashi explains Nimoy Ka Vlad Venais Dam Venis Arev Bedam Aleide Ubotel Beroyv. So mitzan bitl beroiv, according to Reb Shimon, there's no Vlad that is metame tumas meis. It's mefulsom, we mentioned also before, the yisayid of the mordchen chulin, remez tovshin lamed zayin, that the whole parsha of bitl beroiv is only in a case that the miut was nikar, koidim letavivis, and then it was misariv. Then we have the roiv against the miut, that's the parsha of bitl beroiv. Aval benoilad betaroives, the Mordechai says, loy nemal din bitul beroiv. He has there a few cases that there's no bitul beroyv benoylem ta'aroyves. Dafchov beis will provide dvorov to mahalchim, mahalchim neidah b'yehuda to explain, mahalchim of leib, al kolponim, that's the yisayda of the mordchim. Noylad b'ta'aroyves, there's no din bitul beroyv. Mordchim asks, l'chur from our Mishnah, Reb Shimon says that the vlad was nimoik, and memeila botel beroyv, like the mordchim are noylad b'ta'aroyves. So why is there a din bitul beroyv? Mordechai says, "Al kochi, you have to say that the vlad hoyaniko betchilo b'fnei atzmoi, and only afterwards it was nimoyach v'nisarev b'dam leido. Memela, therefore, you have the parish of bitul beroyv. Now the Aruch HaNer asks on what Rashi says that according to Reb Shimon, he is metayim in bitul beroyv dam. Rashi says, nimoy kavlad v'naise dam." V'nisarev b'dam aleidu botel b'roiv. The Aruch HaNer says the Gemara, the Kamon, the Daf Chof Zayin brings that Shitas Reb Yudo k'shitas Reb Shimon. And midin bitul b'roiv is metayer. So the Shaila is Reb Yudo in Chulin holds the Chulin medav pei Zayin min b'mina in a botel. That's Shitas Reb Yudo b'kol hashas min b'mina le botel. And according to Rashi, the Vlad itself becomes dam. And we have a tarovis of dam bedam, and it's bottle. Here, according to Reb Yudo, min b'mina in a bottle. So why Reb Yudo holds like Reb Shimon? Reb Yudo holds min b'mina in a bottle. L'chayr, you don't have the whole reason of bitul b'roiv. It's min b'mina. If it's not bottle, hod redina, the vlad should be metame. Be'oyel. So why is Reb Yudo metame? So the Aruch HaNer answers, be'emes Rashi also doesn't mean that the michui becomes dam mamish. Just kavonas Rashi that the mechia, the mar, that there's a maridam, maris dam you have here. If there was no maris dam, it wouldn't be shaykh bitul beroiv, because it would be nikar la'atzmoy. So it comes out that mitzad the chevtzo vadai it's a vlad sheni moyach. Just the mare is a maridam. Memeil it's shaykh bitul beroiv. It's min be'enoy minoy. The maritak is a marizdam, but the beetle is min be'ine min. Therefore, even according to Reb Yudo, it's bottle mitzan min be'ine min. Baitel, zog de gemore. Tan Rabbi Shaya zi'iri demanuch bechavrai. Chamisho shi'urin tefach. Ve'elu hen, shilyo, shoifo, shedre, doifen suke vo'ez. So shilyo, that's our suyo, that in the 40th day, the shilyo has Shir of Tefach, then it's Nishlam, that in Shilyo, you have the whole Hilchi Seim Shil Shilyo. Shoifo, the Gemara says, Detanyo, Kami Yeshil Shoifo, Shumum Li Eloimel, Kedeshi Yechazeno Biyodoi, Viyire Lekan Ulekan Tefach. So we'll be marchiv a little in the Shir Shoifo. Maram explains, and the other Achroinim, the Shir Tefach, Kedeshi Yechazeno Biyodoi, Viyire Lekan Ulekan, which is the Shir Tefach. So Stam Tefach Be'etzim, the Gemara Menachah says, it's four etzbois gudolim, four thumbs. And here when he's oiches in with his four etzbois, with his four fingers, k'dei shiire mikan mikan. So sachak we have a shir tefach. Now the Girsa in our sugyo is tefach. K'dei shiichazen mikan lekan tefach. But the Rashba, the Ritva, we see that they didn't have the girsa in our Gemara of Tefach. And the Rash Batake asks, L'choira, the Gemara says, Chamisha Shiron Shiron Tefach, the Gemara brings down Shoifar. And the Gemara says, Pshum Gam Li Eloimel, Kadeshi Yechazene Biyodo Yira, the Kanon Lekan, it wasn't mentioned in the Tefach. So the Rashba says, even though it's not mentioned Lehed Yo Tefach, but the Mechuvin is a Tefach. V'ainu, with the Achizo, V'nira Mikan Mikan, it's altogether a Tefach. Rashba says what it didn't say. Why does it say in this loshen k'deishi chazenu v'yirenu mikan mikan? Why doesn't it say straight tefach shil shoyfal tefach? So the Rashba and the Teis Rosh explain agav ulchei time the milsanokat. It's mentioned the reasoning of the tefach. Aval be'etzem we have a shir tefach. The Ritva in the chidushim here says what it doesn't say mefurish tefach. It just says, Kadesh Yechazeni Vira Mikan Mikan. The Ritva says it's a big nafke mila. Because if it would be mentioned the Tefach, so even Ben Botiach, that his Egrif his fingers are much bigger, his tefach is much bigger, like it's wrote down in the Mishnayos and Kelim, Pelik Yitzayim Mishni at base. Groifoy Godol, so his tefach was a bigger tefach than the oilam. So if it would be mentioned Lehed Yashil Tefach, so also by Ben Botiach, the shofar by him can be also a shir tefach daum. Ulizin Emal, the Ritva says, Hakol Afishu Odom. The Hainu, that Ben Botiach needs a bigger shofar. He needs ketefach didei. So that's why it's mentioned, Upshim Amil mentions, Kedishi Chazenim, Ikanu Mikan. Because you need the taka, it's nidin shil tefach l'kol echod. It's not double muchot. The choir of the Pashas, according to the Ritva, what the Ritva says, Ladino, that Ben Batiach needs a bigger shofar, mistom, it's not only if he's the Baal Tekea. Also, if he's Yoitze Bishmio, you have a Baal Tekea, the regular Baal Tekea has a shofar, kashir tefach didei. Now, if Ben Batiach is in the Tzibur, that is Yoitze Bishmias HaShofar, also, lichor b'chiyei gavne, it's not dafka if Ben Botiach is tekea. Also, as yishomea, because the nidin would be legabe yehech shel shofar. Ledidei, it's a chisorn in the hech shel shofar. Pashtus, I think, according to the Ritva, also, Ben Botiach, by listening, v'yoytze b'shmio, even though that by the bal tekea, it's a shil tefach, but the hech shel shofar, the mitzvah, so even though the mitzvah would be shmio, Lehech shel shofar would be toloi b'shil tefach shel ben botiach. Kol mokim, the Ritva says that it says a shir tefach, but mikol mokim, the Gemara is connects it with the other shirei tefach, with other shar tefachim. Why? Because there's a minimum that you need, which is a shir tefach. That means that if you have a small person, that tefach didei is less than the regular tefach. Here the Ritva says, no, you need a minimum of a tefach, shul tefach lodem beinani. Ein shiul lemalo, that means that ben botiach, shegoyfei godoim, his tefach is a bigger tefach. But the shir tefach, yes shiul lemato, and you need a minimum tefach. That's the mahalach of the Ritva. Now the tour in Simen Tov Kufeivov brings that the Ritzkeyus held that the shir tefach b'shoifar is a tefach soichek. And the Tur himself says, no, dai b'shil shel tefach oitzev. I know that there's two shirei tefachim. We have a tefach soichek, which is more v'halvocha, which is bigger. Soichek is miloshen schoik. Chiyuch, Rashi brings down Neiruvin. And this tefach is berevach. It's a little bigger than a tefach oitzev, with the tzvois are more together, one to the other. And on that, the Tur brings down that the Ritzgeyu says the Shul Tefach B'Shoifo is a Tefach Seichek. Tur himself says, no, Habi Ketefach Oitzev. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Chof Hei asks on what the Tur says, that it's Shul Tefach B'Shoifo, Habi Tefach Oitzev. Minchas Chinuch asks from the Maskona, the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Gimel. Kol Shul Eitfoch in the Gemara says, as Linon Lechumro, Li'inyan Oitzvah V'Soichkois. Vim Kenneth Shmukaschinuch says, Bedin, Tevai Shofar, Shenem al Shul Tefach, it should be a Tefach Seichek. Kol Shul Etfochim, Lechumro, so it should have a Tefach Seichek, which is a bigger Shir. Leumas Shil Shul Tefach Oitzev. That's the Shailam Chaschinuch on the two. They make Brochen Ilka Shofar, and it's Dafayin Tes, Amunayin Tes, and they make Brocha. He answers, he's Miyashiv, the Shailam Chaschinuch. He says like this. The klal of all the shirei tefachim that were meshayer b'tefach seichek and not tefach oitziv, that's only in a case that the shir is nimsar b'toyer shir shel tefach. Then heyach mesharin is a tefach, is through the tefach seichek and not tefach oitziv. But here in shofar, there is not a shir tefach. Iker ha-shir is what Reb Shimon Gamliel mentioned. Kedei sheyoychazenu biyodoi v'yireh lekan olekan. Ela shechachomim modedu. And it comes out, they found it, that this is a shir tefach. Tchilas hadin is not a shir tefach. Tchilas hadin is a shir shel kedei sheyoychazenu biyodoi mikan olekan. It comes out, Chazal were moided, and they found that it's a shir tefach. And this tefach, a tefach oitzev.
Memeil, it's not shaykh legamri to the suya neilovin. Rai Lezei brings that the Rambam in Perkei Melchus Shofar Aloha Hey didn't mention bechlal the shir tefach b'shofar. He only mentions rakedeshi yechazenu v'yire lekan ulekan. The hainu al kochuch, that's ikra shil shofar. Memeil, that's the issue in Shitas Ha'atu. And the Mikroch is Moisef that he found in the Rabbeinu Gershon in Chulun Daf Peites that writes that what we need is shir and shofar kadeshi yechazenu biyodoi v'yire lekan ulekan tefach. Pirushoi, Rabbeinu Gershom says, de bo'inon sheyire lekan tefach ulekan tefach chutz masho yichaz biyodoi. That means according to Rabbeinu Gershom, be'etzim, the shofar has shir of gibel tfoche. That means mokim ha'achizo, which is a shir tefach, and it comes out Yire mikan tefach, the latzad hasheni tefach, which is a shir gimel tefachim. We heard the echrech of Rabbeinu Gershom is from Loshon HaGemore, sheichazenu mikan umikan tefach. What is he learned? The pshat is yire lekan ulekan lekan tefach ulekan tefach. Without Rabbeinu Gershom, the Rishonim understood if we're goyres tefach back in the Braiso. Pshat is it's like a sikum here. Kadeshi Chazenu biyodev yire lekan ulekan tefach. It comes out. Sach hakol is a shir tefach. According to Rabbeinu Gershom, the pshat is kadeshi yirenu lekan tefach ulekan tefach. So it's a big shir. It's three times. It's sholish tefachim lumas tefach of shar rishenim. In Mikroch there says that he didn't find in any of the rishenim this shita. Aval me'anochin lechatchil lotzes yedei deyazu. That shita is Rabbeinu Gershom. Now, the ik of the mahalchah of the Emek Brocha in Yishuv Shita Satur, the mashmos of the Rishonim, or Koponim, the Ritva, is not like that. The Ritva asks, why didn't the Gemara bring it down? Shil Tefach, why does it say Kadeshi Chazenu Mikanu Mikan? And on that, the Ritva says it didn't mention Shil Tefach, because if it would mention Shil Tefach, Nafkamina, that also Ben Botiach, that his Tefach, he had a big tefach, he grew for godel, like the Mishnah Kelim says. And Mele, by him, we want to say, Kadesh Yechazena, to tell us that you need a bigger shear. According to the Emek Brocha, Kushi Mikar Lesa. There's no reason to mention Shil Tefach, because the Holy Yisoid Ashir by a shofar is Kadesh Yechazenu, V'yire Mikanu Mikanu Likan. Sachakol came out to Tefach. And the nafkamin is tefach oitzev and tefach seichik, like the Torah mentions. So if we'd be mentioning a tefach, it would be shaykh to the old shiuri tefach, like the Gemara and Erefin. But here, the tefach oitzev is a tefach oitzev, not a tefach seichik. Also, the Maisa, the Rashba and the Rosh bring that, they also ask, why didn't the Gemara mention the shiur tefach? And they say, agav uchi, kos of time of the milsa. L'choira, according to the Emek Brocha, kushi mikar leso. The Gemara didn't mention tefach, because the mechefta of the shir is, kadeshi yechazenu v'yarenu mikan mikan. It's different than other shirei tefach. Here the mechefta of the shir is, kadeshi yechazenu. It comes out, l'maisa tefach shir oitzev. And that, the Raj and the Rosh explain, agav ulcha taimenok. Maybe you can be mamesed in divrei Rashi and the Rosh, that if the since time of the milsa nokat, so the reasoning gufo is also goyrem the nafkamina lahalocha of a tefach oitzev, like the Emek Brocha says. Al kulponim, that's the malach of the Emek Brocha b'yishuv shita satu. Now the Kriya Sefer and Hilchos Shofar b'perek Aleph mentions that the shir shofar is havik kechol hashiurim halocha mishum isine. That means it's a shil tefach, which is Aloch HaMish Misin, Adin Deiraisa. But the Levush, the Bach, the Primogodim, in Arachayim Tovkuf Peivov, they write that the Shir Tefach B'Shoifer is only the Rabbono. And there's a big enough Kamino, if the Shir Tefach is the Rabbono or not. What happens if somebody's in a place that there's no Shoifer, only one Shoifer, which is less than a Tefach? Is he Tekeh B'Shoifer with a Brocha, or B'chal, maybe there's no Indian? Chuvis bin Yintzin Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Gimel says, since according to these shittas, the shir shofar of Tefach is only the Rabbonon, Therefore, b'mokim that there is no bigger shofar, which has a sheer tefach, huvada yitka imbrocho. That means, since the whole shear is only in the rabbonon, b'mokim she'ein loy l'kol apochus yikayim the mitzvah de'iraisa. He brings down that only if Chazal say lehedi of b'mokim siag, then the oku is a mitzvah de'iraisa. Aval b'mokim shalipil shalehedi mishum siag. There, the deraisa is still blinded by deraisa. Chazal were an oik of the deraisa. Memele b'mokim she'ein lo yikayim the mitzvah de'iraisa. But this is only according to the levush bach and primigodim. Masha'inkin l'shita sakira sefer that the sheer tefach is deraisa. Memele, there's no inyan to be tekeh b'chiyeh gavne. There, the Binyan Tzion says also l'gabi lulav. Shir lulav. He brings down that the shir lulav is dalet tfochim, the Mishnah says in Sukkah. But ma'aloch l'moish mi'sinai, he brings some rishonim that hold that it's shir is gimel tfochim. Shir revi is not the eraisa. The shir tefach revi, k'dei l'na'anea, since the whole mitzvah s'na'anuim is only midrabonon. So al kochoch, the tefach revi, which is k'dei l'na'anea, Shiur is only midrabon, but midiraisa yoytze with a lulav, which is gimel tfoch. Meile boifin that he has no other lulav, only a lulav b'shiur shel gimel tfoch. He says yito lulav ze kidei lekaimet the deraisa afilu bebroch. That's the nafkamin. The etzma yisoid even b'mekoymes that Chazal were metakin a takono, which is ma'akim v'kima mitzvah midiraisa. Mikol mokum v'mokum that he has no other. He kol apochah should be mekayim the deraisa. Primigodim in a lot of places in the Rechaim. Choizer v'shoyin adovol ze mokum oines mokum she'en loy. You should kol apochah. You have to be mekayim the deraisa. L'moshol, he brings from the Ritva in Sukkah Daf Yudalit Gabi Nasorim that Chazal said that you for schach you can't be mesakech nesorim mikoach ziras tikro. But v'mokum that he has no other schach, only the nesorim. But Mokim Atchak, Mokim he has no others, Chiyah Gav Nechazal, were an oike de deraiso, and we call a poches, so yikayim is a deraiso. Yeah, weiter, Bomud Beis. The Gemara is, why wasn't it mentioned another Shir Tefach? Koiro. Koiro Shir Tefach. So why isn't mentioned in the Rabbi Shaya, we have Sheish Tfochim, which is a Koiro. And that the Gemara is Miyashiv, the Rabbonu Loikimayri. So the Aruch Haner says that even though the lulav, the shir tefach, besides the gimel tfochim, which is over the hadas is gimel tfochim, but the shir tefach revi is only the rabbonon. So the whole mitzvah nanuim is only the rabbonon, and the shir kedei l'naneh is only the rabbonon. So lichora comes out that also lulav, the shir tefach revi is only the rabbonon. So what's the difference between koyra midrabonon and the shir lulo midrabonon? Al korchol the Ruch Haner says that kavonas hagemore that it's nimne only those that ikar mitzvoson minatoyra. But the shirim takar on the rabonon. Ksivon, well, it's mentioned in the Gemara of the ksivon hainu ikar hamitzvah ksuva batoyra. Mitzvah lulov is mentioned in the Torah, even though the shir halulov is only the rabonon. Lafuke koyra. Shekolin Yoni is only a takonas chazal, a tikon amovui. Takonas movi chazal and mesakin. It's two reasons why. I'll call upon him. It's mugdar begimel mechitzis. You need a tikon beruach revis. With the lechi or koira. The koira is only a takonas chazal. Memele, since the whole mechayev of the koira, the whole inyan of the koira is only a takona, that is not mentioned in the shiurei tefach. But l'maisa d'orochel ner there is meir from Tesis. In Sukkah Dav Zayin Amud Beis, Tesis in Sukkah brings a raya from our sugya that the Shlishis Tefach B'Sukkah is Shiurei Min HaTorah. So Tesis brings a raya from our sugya that it's mentioned Shiurei D'Araiso and not Koiro. So Tesis understood that not only the Ikra Mitzvah is D'Araiso, just also the Shiur itself is Shiurei D'Araiso. And in that Tesis brings a raya that a Tefach B'Sukkah Shiurei Min HaTorah. That's the Mashmoyes of Tesis. And according to Tesis, it comes out that also the Tefach Revi by Lulav is Deiraiso, and also the Shir Tefach of Shofar is Deiraiso, like the Kehan Sefer says. You have to say, according to Tesis, that even the mitzvah nanum is only rabbonon, but you need a sheer roi kedelin ane, roi lebili you need. Al kulponim shita satoises that the shiurim gufa here, well, ur deirais. Iker adovah also the bir alocha, sim tovkuf pei vov, also brings that we see from Tesis that all these shiurim here are shiurim deirais. Adkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.